See this as a something that'll continue on into the season, or do you see this as a one-time thing?
Nah, I probably just one-time thing. You know, guys, we're just getting looks at everywhere, see what kind of packages we could use. But I definitely don't think I'd be back there like that.
Had you ever worked with safety before, you know, in your career?
Nah, no, man, first time.
Is that something that can extend years onto the end
easy.
Of your career?
Easy, but I didn't even think about that.
Not
yet,
right?
Nah. Nah. Well,
being able to watch the quarterback from that spot, does that...
Oh,
can you see how you can get to a lot of interceptions?
Easy,
playing that
easy.
Spot?
Especially if you get some of the younger quarterbacks that like to stare down their target a little bit, man. I mean, seeing it from back there, you can put that foot in the ground and go get it. But also, I know you got to be disciplined back there. You know, you don't want to just abandon the middle field, so that'll be kind of tough. Yep.
Do you go into Saturday with a certain mindset in terms of what you need to get out of this game individually?
Yeah. I think your third game is like your most important game. So the closest thing you're going to get to a real game, you're going to play a lot. You know, and I just think the workload is heavier your third game. So you go out there and it's like, I mean, every preseason game, it matters. But I think the third game matters most because, I mean, the fourth game, you probably rest a little bit. So you want to go out there and really get it.
What's the mood of this team today? Odell's not out there. What does that do to this, the whole team?
I mean, you kind of not want to think about that. You know, you got Odell and Marshall that's out, you know, who's definitely a big part of our offense. But, you know, you don't want to put your mind on that. You know, long as you see the guys walk around the locker room without look like it's not a problem, you know, you're happy about that. Now, if he was somewhere just laying on the table or something, that'd be different.
And that's what you see Odell walking around?
Yes, sir.
Landon was not happy after the game.
Definitely. Yeah, I had to calm him down a little bit on the sideline, man. But that's the kind of player he is, man. He's a team guy like that, and he thought it was a cheap hit, and he gonna let you know about it.
What did you think?
I mean, football player. I mean, he definitely could have avoided that. I mean, it looked like he was going for it on purpose. But you know, I try not to get into that because I ain't gonna get in that. So I got to probably got to have to like Landon a little bit, so I leave that where it's at.
So you're a guy that takes pride in the way you can cover people.
Yeah, definitely.
What do you think of the way your defensive end, Olivier Vernon, covers people?
Yeah, man, that was nice. You know, I was at the safety at that, and I seen the quarterback scrambling a little bit, seen the guy coming from another side of the field, and somebody running with him, then knock it down. You know, I definitely didn't think it was OV, and I seen everybody slapping his hand on the sideline. I was lost, like, but when I look back on film, like, that's nice. You don't expect no end to do that.
You would think when a quarterback looks up and sees 40, 50 pounds running out there, it's got him, I would think.
Definitely.
Is that surprising that you could do that athletically? Or
nah.
You know, would want to do that in the preseason?
Yeah, that's surprising, you know, the effort he put into it, you know, and that's just how he is. Though he don't say much, he just go out and play ball, man.
You try to get him snaps in the slot?
Nah. Leave him where he at. Let him rush that pass, man. Let him rush that pass. Don't come out there.